Now to neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, trying to get access into the Japanese market for U.S. beef. We'll talk about that in just a moment.
Alarm in barn 1. Electrical failure.
When the computer alarm goes off, Brian Knowles heads to the poultry barn. Doesn't matter if it's 2 a.m. or 4 p.m. Brian wants to make sure his chickens are safe and comfortable. Brian Knowles, proud member of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Feeding and clothing the world, one farmer at a time.
You know, neighbors, every time you feel the wind blow around here, it's a reminder there's power waiting to be harvested. At P&K Wind Energy, they've got high-quality endurance wind power turbines for your home, farm, or business. Contact Monty Taylor, P&K Wind Energy Specialist, at 580-542-9026, and he'll give you complete information. Monty's phone number again, 580-542-9026. Harvesting the wind, P&K Wind Energy. The Obama administration looking for a signal from China in the coming weeks that it's ready to resume bilateral beef trade talks that hit a snag last month ahead of Prime Minister Hughes' visit to Washington. Then USDA Undersecretary for Farm and Foreign Ag Services Jim Miller spent the first 11 days of January in Beijing negotiating the terms of a phased-in reintroduction of U.S. beef exports to China. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Phil Tsang says that Miller was on the verge of clinching a deal.
We really felt that that was our best chance in a long time to come to some kind of accord with the Chinese. I mean, obviously with a state visit impending just 2 weeks after that meeting, they spent, you know, it's almost unprecedented for negotiators to spend 11 days in the country and come home empty-handed.
Especially since Miller and his Chinese counterparts successfully resolved most of the nearly two dozen issues raised by Beijing as conditions for easing its seven-year-old ban on beef imports from the United States. American beef interests are optimistic that China will become their largest beef export market once full access is restored. Deputy Undersecretary Darcy Vetter confirms the two sides have made some progress, just not enough to reach an agreement prior to Hughes' summit with President Obama.
We have been very clear with them that we are looking for a phased process where the final outcome would be full access for all U.S. beef and beef products, but that we would be willing to look at phases to achieving that. I think what we were able to do is to clarify what steps we think need to be taken, how we would be willing to move forward, what the parameters of that might be. I think there were both some technical and political discussions going hand in hand that were able to move us forward a little bit. We did not make the progress we had hoped to.
Among the few remaining sticking points are the eligibility of certain U.S. beef variety meats for shipment and Beijing's insistence that U.S. shipments be traceable. On that product traceability, Vetter says,
we are trying to determine with them what they mean by that, what types of traceability measures might make them more comfortable. And so there really are pretty in-depth discussion going down their list of concerns to figure out which of these are actually barriers to access and which ones of these we might be able to work through.
One concern for Phil Tsang is that the administration will disengage from the process following the departures of Miller and some key officials in the U.S. Trade Representative's office who assisted him.
We hate to see any turnover on the bench. It's like any team when you have turnover. And we're seeing it both at the USDA and the USTR. So I think we have to double up as far as working with the new people, the new players that come in there, because these markets are getting far too important to us to let things slide. I think 2011 has to be the year we have access in a meaningful way.
Phil Tsang talking about getting U.S. beef into China. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbors, want to invite you to Express Ranch's annual Spring Bull and Commercial Female Sale, Friday, March 4th, Saturday, March 5th, at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. On Friday, March 4th, we'll sell 550 Angus bulls featuring the Express Ranch's National Western Carload and Pin Bulls. Saturday, March 5th, 90 Limousine and Limflex bulls will sell, as well as 240 Angus females. For more information, call 1-800-664-3977 or check www.expressranches.com. The Express Ranch's Spring Bull and Commercial Female Sale, March 4th and 5th. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.